Election Day is only a few weeks away, and today we are continuing our Meet the Candidates series with a look at the race for Vermont Attorney General. And the race is wide open this year because incumbent Attorney General Bill Sorrell announced last year he would not be seeking re-election. This week we'll hear from the candidates who are vying to replace him. Today we're speaking with Rosemarie Jackowski, the Liberty Union candidate for Attorney General. Jackowski is a peace activist and advocacy journalist who also ran for Attorney General in 2012 and 2014. Rosemarie Jackowski, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to start off by talking about the opiate epidemic that Vermont is struggling with, as much of the country is as well. If you were Attorney General, what steps would you take to address the opiate crisis?
Well, I think that it's a serious medical problem, and I think that that should be emphasized as opposed to dealing with it as the war on drugs and so much of a legal issue. I think addiction is a medical problem and should be treated that way.
Is it safe to say then that you would be in favor of legalizing marijuana? That was something that came up in the last legislative session. It almost passed, but it did not. If it comes up again, would you stand for marijuana legalization?
Absolutely.
This year, the U.S. Justice Department said that it plans to stop using private facilities in the federal prison system. Currently, the state of Vermont houses inmates in out-of-state private facilities. Do you think that Vermont should end that practice?
Yes, very much.
And why is that?
There have been reports of some mistreatment of Vermonters in out-of-state prisons. It also, I think, interferes with important family connections. I think that there might be a cost issue. So there are many reasons. But at the top of my list would be the humanitarian ones.
What about some other areas of the criminal justice system that you think could use some reform? I'm wondering if you think that there are sentencing disparities, for example, of people convicted of crimes. People of color face sentences sometimes that are not on par with white people convicted of the same crime.
I think that's an issue across the country, and it has to be looked at and fixed.
What would you do in Vermont to change things in that realm? Because we have seen studies that show that people of color are pulled over, for example, by police in Vermont more often than their white counterparts. What would you do to address that?
I happen to be a fan of law enforcement, but I think that there are some improvements that could be made, especially with training and sensitivity. I think that there are some other issues, and what always comes first to my mind are the shootings by police of unarmed people. One of the unique things that I might bring to the Office of Attorney General is that I really do have a wealth of experience that I think no other candidate has. I've been a defendant in a criminal case. I've been a plaintiff in a civil case, both against the powerful state government. And I've also been an advocate in family court. And I can view the system from the unique vantage point of an ordinary citizen. And I think that often many lawyers can't do that.
Rosemarie, I read a campaign statement that you wrote saying that there are, quote, serious questions about how the AG's office sometimes relates to citizens in Vermont. And I wonder if that's relating to what you just talked about, the fact that you've been a defendant in a court case and also on the other side of things.
Well, yes, and that brings up a whole other issue, and that's the cost and money-saving issue that I think we could take advantage of. It appears that in the past, the mission of the Office of Attorney General has always been to defend the state no matter what. However, I think that sometimes it would be much better and it would save money, taxpayer money, and it would also be better for the citizens of Vermont if every case was not litigated in a very expensive process. For example, if the facts are very clear that the state has caused serious damage and a citizen was the victim, I think that a case like that should be settled out of court.
Finally, Rosemarie, we've been asking candidates to end with kind of an elevator pitch, a quick summation of why you think you should be the attorney general. If you stop somebody on the street and said, hey, I'm Rosemarie Jakowski and you should vote for me, here's why, what would you say?
Well, I think I have a lot of plans for some changes. And one of these plans is I believe that there should be a 24-hour hotline, because many times there is a citizen who is injured or has a problem as a consumer, and very often these people have trouble getting through. And if there was a 24-hour hotline, which wouldn't necessarily cost money and could maybe save some money, I think that that's one of the things that could help. Also, there are just so many problems that need to be addressed. One other thing I would like to say about myself is I'm probably one of the most transparent candidates for any office in the history of the country. I'm a blogger, an author, and a writer. As of this morning, I had over 17,000 blog comments up on the internet that are there for anyone to see at any time. Most of my comments are about political issues, war and peace and justice and so forth. I've also got hundreds of articles that I've written that are up on the internet. I'm also the author of a book that is available, and the reviews are up on Amazon. So, when it comes to transparency, I'm the candidate. And there, I have one other, I think, advantage over the other two candidates, and that is because I'm not a Democrat or Republican, the chances of cronyism would be greatly reduced if I was in office. And that's why people should look for my name on the ballot.
Rosemarie Jakowski is the Liberty Union candidate for Attorney General of Vermont. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.